Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to Radio Biafra. This is an emergency broadcast. We are still in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Your ears are not deceiving you because this is a live presentation. The time here now is very close to 6 minutes past 6 p.m. in the evening in Kuala Lumpur. This is an emergency announcement for all Biafrans, all indigenous people of Biafra, the IPOB family who are in Biafra land, who are being threatened with mass executions, who are being threatened with mass killings by the Zoo Army, the police, the Navy, and every other gun-toting idiot in Anambra State at the moment. We received a very distressing piece of news confirmed from policemen, mind you, from Anambra Governor's House this very morning that Willie Obiano called a meeting of all the gun-carrying parastatals they have in the state and gave them an order to round up all the leadership of IPOB. This is happening right now as we speak. Unfortunately, the network here is atrocious and is not allowing us to broadcast seamlessly. We are making it clear to the whole world. I have given my instructions to the Directorate of State to do what is needed. I have also asked admins to do the same thing. We must tweet this very morning, Willie Obiano, evening from here, if you are in the far eastern part of the world. Willie Obiano, the governor of Anambra State, has issued an order to kill as many IPOB members as placed the early hours of today. Here it is evening in Biafra land. It is morning. We are reporting this right now as it is on. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live all the way from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. This is a very special program. This is a very special announcement. We received a report, a very distressing report, a few hours ago, which we spent some time trying to verify and authenticate that the governor of Anambra State, Willie Obiano, has had a meeting with the police, the army, and every gun-carrying parastatal in Anambra State, giving them the order to shoot at sight and to kill IPOB members in Anambra, that nobody is going to talk about it, nobody is going to remember them, that they should go ahead and kill as many people as possible, starting with all our officers who are serving in Anambra State. We are doing everything we can within our powers and capability to try and alert the whole world to this unfolding tragic incident and event that the governor of Anambra State, Willie Obiano, this very morning in Biafra land, evening here, of course, we are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, has given the order for all the leadership of IPOB to be shot and killed at sight. That is what Willie Obiano have just said. We want to inform the whole world about this. As we are speaking, we are making contact with every foreign government that is civilized enough to understand the perils and the danger that we Biafran people are in. This is from the governor of Anambra State, Willie Obiano. He is behaving exactly the way that Peter Obi did, but this time around, they cannot get away with it. This man was also responsible for the death of our people on the 30th of August. This same Willie Obiano was the person that gave the order for unarmed civilians to be shot to death in Anambra on the 30th of August in Onitsha, to be precise. The same man has now issued an order again. This is happening this morning in Biafra land. We are evening here in Malaysia, that every IPOB member they come across should be shot dead. There is also a reward. The more people you kill, the more money you can make from Obiano. We are making this very, very clear. It's a very distressing, a very heartbreaking news to report, but it is authentic. It has been verified, and we are reporting to you what we heard from security agencies working and attached to Anambra State Governor's Office. This was happening this very morning. They contacted us to inform us to tell all IPOB leadership in Anambra to be on the lookout. We are also informing our people all over the world to alert them. Anywhere you see Willie Obiano, anywhere abroad, he must be wrestled, he must be tackled, he must be handed over to the authorities. To us, Willie Obiano is also wanted. He can be a lord and a king in the zoo in Anambra, to be precise, but Willie Obiano, from today, from this very minute onwards, any country that he goes to will attack him there. Any country that Obiano goes to, we want to let him understand how serious we are. Anywhere that Willie Obiano goes to from today for issuing this order to shoot at sight, anywhere Obiano goes, he's finished. Anytime he leaves the zoo, Obiano is gone. He will remain in the zoo forever and ever. If he steps outside that shores, IPOB will attack him. Is a direct message to him. He will be attacked wherever we find him. Willie Obiano has issued orders to people asking the army, the police, the navy to shoot at sight all IPOB family members in Anambra. The same thing that Peter Obi did, he also wants to do. We are alerting the world to this very developing incident. We are making humanity to be aware of what is happening. In the past, the British have supported our Saf Fulani in our own slaughter. All the time, we have saboteurs coming from Anambra and all frontline grade one saboteurs. Grade one saboteurs. From Ifa Juna to Babiasika to Nnamdi Azikiwe, all of them to Peter Obi, to Mbadi Nuju, all of these murderers and killers from Anambra. I don't know what is wrong with them. I have no idea. I have no clue what is wrong with them. There is something about governance and being power drunk in Anambra that propels them to behave the way that they do. Willie Obiano is an enemy of the people. Willie Obiano is also a target of IPOB. Any country he goes to, if he is spared, I will shut down that very country. I will close it down completely. Anywhere we see him, we are now prepared to go to prison for Obiano. We will attack him. He will govern Anambra. He will rule Anambra inside Anambra all the rest of his life. Any day that man steps his foot abroad, we will go to prison for him. We will attack Willie Obiano wherever we find him for daring to issue the order that our people should be killed at Anambra. For daring to issue the order that our people should be killed. This happened this very morning. This very morning at the governor's house in Anambra in Awka, the order was issued to shoot IPOB family members at sight. That is not something we are going to countenance. That is not something we are going to tolerate. We are having to dispense with every protocol. Our lines will open up in case anybody has information regarding the killing of our people or the planned killing, extermination of our people in Anambra. They should let us know. This is not 1967 to 1970. The world has changed immensely. and Radio Biafra is here. The Biafra media family is here. We are not going to tolerate nonsense. This nonsense can never be tolerated. Never, ever, ever. We are mourning the death of our three people killed in Onitsha. And Willie Obiano has the temerity to try and order our people once again to be killed. We are reporting this news this very morning, having to dispense with what we said about our atonement. We are bringing this very news. They want to use the cover of atonement. They want to use the fact that we are busy praying and offering every particular praise we can muster to Tukwu Abiam in heaven to try and launch series of attacks against our people. That IPOB, as we speak in Anambra, is the subject of state-sponsored terrorism this time around, coming from Willie Obiano. He wants to join APC. He wants to please Buhari the same way that most so-called prominent Anambra men has done in the past. They will always try to please Awusa Fulani. I have no idea what is wrong with them. I have no clue what is wrong with them, but we must confront them head on. We must try to cut out this very cancer from our midst. Willie Obiano from today, any country he travels to abroad, he will be attacked. Wherever he goes to, he will be disgraced for daring to kill our people and to order the killing of IPOB members in Anambra. As we speak, this is breaking this very morning. We are reporting to you live and direct what is going on in Awka right now. They have decided to kill. They have decided to come out en masse to slaughter our people, and it is not something we are going to tolerate. There are, or there may be, some apologies for him, but we are making it very, very clear. We are holding Willie Obiano, so also Buhari, responsible and culpable for the death of our people on the 30th of August in Onitsha. They have now followed that up. They have now moved up a step further to ask for the assassination of the leadership in Anambra. This is coming from Willie Obiano of everybody. Willie Obiano that people voted for, the same Willie Obiano that we campaigned for, the same person that we said we are going to vote for to keep Awusa Fulani at bay, the same person has now gone to hold meetings with Awusa Fulani people. He brought in guns for them. He has distributed guns and bullets so that our people will be killed. This is happening right now as we speak, and this is Radio Biafra. We are reporting it because it is happening in Biafra land this very moment, this very minute. Do not go anywhere. Remain tuned on to Radio Biafra. We are bringing you this very news as it's beginning to unfold, that Willie Obiano, the governor of Anambra State, has ordered the mass killings and execution of IPOB members, especially the leadership. This happened this morning following a meeting he had with the commissioner of police and also the representatives of the army and the navy, including vigilante. They have decided to distribute arms and guns to come and kill our people. He is trying to please Buhari. He is trying to join APC. And the more people he can kill or be allowed to kill and get away with it, the more he can boost his viability with Awusa Fulani people. We are putting a stop to it. We are informing the whole world once again. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. The time here now is 21 minutes past 6 p.m. in the evening in Biafra land, 21 minutes past 11 a.m. in the morning. Willie Obiano, the governor of Anambra State, is an enemy of the people. He was the one responsible for killing our people on the 30th of August. He is married to a killer woman, so killing to that very family doesn't come as any surprise. Killing to them doesn't come as any surprise. They want to continue to kill our people. They want to destroy our people. They are trying to destroy our hopes for agitation of the right to be free as a people, as the right to be free as a civilized nation, and they cannot succeed. You must tell your friends and your family, especially those in Anambra, please try and inform them to be on the lookout anytime you see anybody in your village, because we outnumber them almost 200-1. If you see them, you must attack them. If they come to kill us, we must also kill them. We are making this very, very clear. We are not going to stand idly by as the governor of Anambra State, in conjunction with Buhari, will try to exterminate our people. This very problem must be arrested, and arrested immediately. It must be arrested immediately, and the army on the ground must take note. You must take note to defend our people in and around Anambra. Any policeman you see, any army person you see coming to attack our people, we must also attack them back. We must defend our women and our children, because Willie Obiano has aligned himself with Hausa Fulani, and we must confront them. We have to defend our land. We need to defend the lives of our people. We need to defend our inheritance. This is an affront, not just to us Biafrans, but to the entire humanity. We are doing everything we can to tell every government in the world to alert them to this unfolding, very distressing news about the impending slaughter of men, women, and children in Anambra under the auspices of Willie Obiano. Willie Obiano wants to join APC. He is trying to please them. He has decided to sacrifice as many Biafrans as possible in that very process, and we must confront them wherever we find them. From today onwards, we know everything happening inside the government house at Awka. Any day Willie Obiano steps out of that place, the world will know how serious we are. Any day he travels abroad, he's finished. We will hold him wherever we find him. Willie Obiano, from this very day, is a persona non grata wherever we find him. Outside the zoo, we must attack him. Very, very important that the world understands that. This is Radio Biafra, and a very special announcement on this very atonement, 23rd day of September 2015, when we got a very disturbing news that Willie Obiano has now given the order to shoot at sight, to kidnap and to murder IPOB family members, and we are bringing it to the attention of the world. This is Radio Biafra. Today's date is the 23rd day of September in the year of our Lord 2015. The time now here in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, it has just gone 27 minutes past 6 p.m. in the evening, 27 past 11 a.m. in the morning in Biafra land. There are multiple arrests as I'm announcing this to you. The same thing is happening in Imo State. Imo State is doing exactly the same thing. There is a combined operation by every APC governor serving Hausa Fulani. Agbogho Hausa in Owerri is doing also the same thing. We are gathering this very moment that the police, one particular, the PRO of Imo State Police Command is Andrew M1M, and they have detained one Chinedu Ozo Atuegu, who is a corporal. Corporal Chinedu Ozo Atuegu has been arrested. He is serving at the Ops Department attached to former IMSU, Imo State University, a native of Inishi in Ikedu local government area. They are arresting even police officers they think are sympathetic to IPOB and for the restoration of Biafra. They are getting it wrong. They are arresting everybody. Because we announced here that we are receiving our information from inside the government house itself. That is where we are getting it from. The people you are arresting, you don't know who they are. You are getting it wrong. We are letting you know there is nothing you plan to do that we don't know. This is a special announcement coming live and direct from Radio Biafra. Willie Obiano, the governor of Anambra State, has ordered, in fact, in conjunction with Buhari, they have ordered the elimination of IPOB top officers and hierarchy in Anambra State. That very operation has commenced today. They held a meeting this morning at the government house in Awka, where they decided, following the arms that they imported into Anambra, to begin to hunt down and to kill IPOB members in Anambra State. This is an unfolding news. It is happening now. We are doing the best we can to alert every agency around the world to let the world know who Willie Obiano is. Willie Obiano, the governor of Anambra State, is working with Hausa Fulani. They are working hand in hand, seeking to destroy lives and properties, and we must endeavor to stop them. From today onwards, wherever Willie Obiano is going or the wife abroad, they are finished. We will find them and we will deal with them wherever they go to. He can be in Anambra and do all he can. He is, in fact, a virtual prisoner. If he comes out from now onwards,
he will be attacked. The same thing applies to Aboga Wasa. Anywhere we find the Imo State governor, anywhere outside the zoo, he will also be attacked. Wherever we see them, we must go after them. We must hand them over to the authorities of the countries where they are. We must effect citizens' arrest and hand them over to the authorities. These are killers working for Wasa Fulani. These are the people, the these are the saboteurs of the new age. These are the people intent on serving Awosa Fulani with the blood of their own people. And we cannot allow what happened to MASOP to happen to IPOB. We must do everything we can to resist these very people and to reject them. Willie Obiano is a persona non grata. Willie Obiano is finished completely and totally. We must bring him down. We must reduce him to nothing. Willie Obiano is working for Awosa Fulani. And he is using the blood of Biafrans to buttress that. Everybody must go on to tweet. Everybody must be on every media platform in their position to announce to the world that the governor of Anambra State, Willie Obiano, is a killer of Biafrans, and he too must be hunted down. Willie Obiano is a killer of Biafran people. He was the one instrumental in the killing of the 30th of August. We can never forgive him. Willie Obiano will never ever be forgiven. It's as simple as that. This is a confrontation to the finish, and it is something that they know they're going to lose eventually. Because in the end, we win. We always win. They should go and ask our enemies. We always prevail eventually. Willie Obiano is finished. Willie Obiano is the killer of Biafran people. Willie Obiano must be hunted down. He must be hunted and at the same time finished completely and totally. Willie Obiano is an enemy of the people and should not be trusted. Anybody working with Willie Obiano is also an enemy of the people. He has ordered the killing of IPOB family members. The same thing that Peter Obi did at Ezu River. The same thing that Peter Obi did with MASOP members 2005, 2006. Absolute cold-blooded massacre. The same nonsense is happening again in Anambra. We must resist it. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. I don't know if they are part of what is going on or not. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, is that the director?
Yes, it is. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Ernest Edi Nathaniel from, I'm calling from Iguacha.
From Iguacha? Okay, from Iguacha. I hope that IPOB members in Iguacha are safe because those in Anambra are not safe at the moment. Willie Obiano has asked for them to be killed. I hope all of you in Iguacha, you are safe.
Hello, I am Eddie. Ernest Nathaniel.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm from Bayelsa and I'm calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
And I'm next leader and the grandson of Chief Hatshepsut.
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Hello.
Yes, I didn't hear what you said. What did you say?
Yeah, I appreciate the good work you're doing, and I really appreciate
thank you,
and I want to encourage you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
That may be honest to God, keep checking you.
You say?
And I have a that he will not forsake his own. Even if we have anything that we not forsake us, after this time, you gather us and bring us back and make us who want us to be.
You see?
Bring us back to our own home plant. And I was with the attendant service they're running this morning, and I really get some things from that place, and I really appreciate it. I just want to say, and it's what I've tried to get online. The long, very long I've been trying to get online. I've been looking to be back for quite some months now, and I've been trying to get you online, but you know, I'm not getting to. I just only tried this morning, and luckily I just get through. So I just want to appreciate you, and I tell you there are a lot of people are behind you.
Thank you very much.
I managed to get the IPOB family here. I stayed in Katakos, and we really thank the people for doing. And then the next thing I'll do is that maybe I'll look how I can listen to our computer. I will send listen to our computer. Not I won't give that listen online. I'll send it to our computer.
Very good. Very, very good. You try and do that. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very, very much for calling. This is Radio Biafra. If you're lucky, if you can get through, we will be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. We are reverting to the numbers that we advertised and announced when we arrived into Malaysia. Not the one that we used yesterday night. Not the one that we used yesterday night. We are reverting back to our old numbers here in Malaysia. You are free to call that. This is Radio Biafra, and I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. My name is Oswald Diobuna. I'm calling from London.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, Director. In view of the news gained this morning, or in news of the security alert you just raised this morning, you see, some time ago, I spoke to you and I said, Director, we need to set an example so that others can learn. And I'm blaming us for not setting that example. That example is this. All these governors in Southeast, all these governors in Biafra land, we know where their sons are schooling here in London. We know their houses here in London and some in America. We know where their properties are in Biafra land. All we need to do is to set an example with their properties for them themselves. We don't need to kill Gannon. All we need to do is to destroy whatever he has, anywhere he has it. Then that would be a signal. That would be a flashpoint. Then none of that is on that place anywhere. We don't need to Gannon. We don't need to touch him. No. That's too easy. All we need to do is to start breaking his neck, his hand. And what I mean by that is catching his son, catching his properties, his wife. Anything he has of interest in Biafra land will be destroyed. We don't need him. Then after that, we come after him. Then others will not learn that, okay, this is a serious issue. Because others were saying, we don't need to wait for him to come abroad. No. We don't need to. All we need to do is get information of where he has interest, and we go after that interest.
Thank you very much. What you said is correct and something we must take upon immediately. I must apologize to the previous caller before the very last one, please, the penultimate caller. That was the grandson of Franco Pigo. My headphones were playing up. I didn't quite hear you. I do apologize. In fact, to me, it's an honor to be talking to you. I am delighted and it is a pleasure to be speaking to you. The grandfather of this very Biafra that we are pursuing now, the new Biafra that is, he was the one who was educated enough to understand that our name is Biafra. I am humbled. My dear brother, if you can call us back, I will be most grateful. It is not every day that we speak to the grandson of Franco Pigo. I want to try and call us back, please, if you can. I am humbled. I am touched by your call. Thank you very, very much. It's good to know that such, you know, noble family could be listening to Radio Biafra. I am deeply humbled. I am humbled. We are live and direct. We are reporting on what we are supposed to do in terms of Willie Obiano, who has given the order for our people to be killed. This news is unfolding right now as we are broadcasting it. They are arresting police officers with Igbo names in Imo State. They are arresting them now as we speak. We know of one corporal who is currently in detention right now as we speak. It is happening everywhere. It's upside down in Biafra and things are happening and the world must know about it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, this is William. I'm calling from Onitsha.
From Onitsha, thank you very much. Are you Hello. Listening to Radio Biafra? Are you listening?
I'm listening to Radio Biafra. And by the way, I'm a member of that year, remember. But what I'm trying to suggest is that technology and wherever you go, I think all we can do now is to hacken or track wherever he needs our son or daughter is being schooling. So that we can move. If people can get one of their children here in Onitsha,
that is absolutely correct. We must make them to also be in fear.
We must make them to also be in fear. Very, very important that we do this. We need the names of Willie Obiano's family, all of them, everybody in his family, his own children. We want to know where they are going to school. We need everything we can on Willie Obiano, our intelligence on the ground. You are doing very well so far. We need every conceivable detail on Willie Obiano, the family, everything about them. Everything about them we must prepare. That was the man that killed our people, that ordered for our people to be killed at Onitsha. Willie Obiano is a killer. He wants to do exactly the same nonsense that Peter Obi did and got away with it, but not this time around, because we are genuine and honest about our pursuit. We do no wrong. We don't even tell a lie. We cannot do anything wrong, not in our own land. I don't know why Willie Obiano is working for Hausa Fulani. Why Willie Obiano wants to kill our people in order to please an Hausa man. That type of nonsense cannot be allowed to happen. We are alerting the whole world as we are speaking. Every agency in the world now knows who Willie Obiano is, as the man who held the meeting and is planning to exterminate IPOB in Anambra. We must be vigilant. People are being arrested in Imo State. We must also be very, very vigilant. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if I still have somebody on the line. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? No, they can no longer hear me. We have lost them, or they have finished what they are saying. I wasn't quite sure. Our lines are now opened up, and you are free to call Radio Biafra. If you do so, we will be able to take your call. We are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Call any of the Malaysian lines that you have. You will be able to get us the caller on the phone. Can you hear me? I can't hear you very well. I cannot hear you very well. What is your name and where are you calling from? Where are you calling from? No, they are taking time. They are taking too much time. We will be able to go to Skype as well to see those who are there wishing to speak to us. If you call us, we will take your call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you. Good afternoon.
And good evening from here. What is your name?
Hello?
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Wisdom. I'm from the zoo.
Thank you very much, Wisdom. Please go ahead. We are listening. I can hear you very well. Please go ahead.
Yes. I appreciate all that you.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate what you are trying to unite Japan members together to fight for our freedom. And we are going to do it together. Nothing can stop the bomb. But if we are divided, then no one can get it. So I so much appreciate your effort as a man, as a number one man in the forefront.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. It is our duty to unite. He said, we shall do so. We shall do so. We are not going to slacken. Callers from Akwa Ibom, from Bayelsa, everywhere around the world, Cross River. Our people are uniting. It is our duty, our responsibility, our God-given right to unite our people under the blessing of the Most High, Chukwukike Abiama. We are being blessed as we go along. We will be persecuted, we'll be prosecuted. They will do everything to us to frighten us, to put us off. But we are continuing resolutely. We are not going to slacken. We are not going to do anything else apart from do what is right. Even the barrister is coming to me, and I must go to the very eminent barrister, of course. This is Radio Biafra. The whole world is listening. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let me go to the phone line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
And good evening to you from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Yes, please. What is your name?
My name is Chidebere. I'm calling from Igbota.
Thank you very much. Chidebere, go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Director, we thank you for all you have been doing for people of Biafra. Director, you are a great man. Director, God will bless you.
You are our Joshua.
Director, nothing but evil shall hurt you. Anything you lay your hand shall prosper. Anything you lay your hand shall become good. Director,
It is crumbling. I agree with you. The zoo is falling apart. It's falling apart.
God bless you.
He said, thank you very, very much. I am going speedily over to the barrister. Barrister, are you with me? Good evening from here, barrister.
And the news we are getting is very, very distressful. Now, let me tell you this. Coronavirus should not override what you say. Let me put this across. We will not be able to kill our people. The 38th of last month, now he has given another warning for our people to be even for. Now, we will be able to head on the platter of plate. Will you be under Roger Sokolacha? These two men should be eliminated. I will be worldwide. If they are calling images, now they have to be vigilant. These two girls, as an example, that's what I want to say now. We talk later. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, barrister. The line was breaking, but I can make out what the barrister was saying. These people, they are no good for us. These people are evil. They have come to kill us. We must also hunt them down as well. Willie Obiano and Aboga Awosa, they are using the cover of Awosa Fulani, who in turn are being given the cover of the British to commit impunity and atrocity in the Holy Land of Biafra. That is why we are live this morning, this evening from here, but morning in Biafra land, to remind humanity as to the atrocity that is about to happen in Biafra land. The killings that started on the 30th of August is continuing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Let us go to this other line to see who is there. I want to see who is on the coordinator's line. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
My teacher.
Thank you.
I am not surprised of what I'm hearing. I am not surprised because I know that all the other courage only come out. I know that all the other is like a python on the in a hole which refused to bring off his head. So that people will see him and know how he looks like. But this time around, he has concluded by bringing out his head for the world to see. I want you to understand one thing, my teacher. You must understand that we have been accepting this for him. We have been accepting this for him. Because since that time he kept telling to speak, that means that the skeleton is on cardboard. That means he has the skeleton in the cupboard. But one thing I know, all the adults will understand that any head of FPOB member that is missing or is killed in his own time, all the adults will understand that he will also love his children. All the adults will understand there's no amount of escort, there's no amount of army, there's no amount of prostitution that is escorting him, that is serving him. Oh, they must understand that this time around, it is time that the other will prove that we are what we are. Oh, they are not appealing to the world that is an awesome man. Oh, they are not appealing to the world that he hates Japan. How can he give instructions to kill his people? How can he give instructions to destroy his people? How can he open his mouth to give direction to destroy the people? That is abomination. That is wickedness. That is evil. That is atrocity. That is mess. Both my mom has now came to the light. Now, the other thing I'm telling you, if I fall, so look at that my chicken. That's what I can say. But what will it is? I will never, never, never step back will never, never step back from the devil comes. If it does, it doesn't become on my face because I fall. Let my children take over. Because only thing I know is this. Let everyone in the German land know that the only thing that this man is trying to do, I will not try to use him in order to sell it off, but it's impossible. We have already decided to die.
Of course.
We have already decided to die. But we are not, let you hear me, because I know if you are hearing the voice, you have to get in your house. Hear me now. You have started a war that is not finished. You have started a fight that is not finished. But you are not, remember that you are not in our land. You are in the land. Remember, you are the outer land. You are in the land. And because you are in the land, not our staff will rescue you from this land. Unless you are not in this land. No man, no spirit, no power can ever to stop your rock to pour down the rock. They are a fool. They are a fool. You are a fool. You are not a man. I said that you are a man. I thought that you are a man. I don't know that you are a coward. Do you think that every even if you can even make the notion, one day will die. As you kill people, even create Nebuchadnezzar, destroy people, one day before himself in the hell, and see this is true. Ask him, why do you come here? Every day you will die one day. People have been talking about you, but I don't know that you are bad like this. You gave instruction to your own blood, to your own people to be killed because you want to serve our staff. Because you want to put the altar that they rob the money of people. How many people will you see that the altar rob? How many people will you see that the altar? Those who saw the altar, come back, share. Go ask him. Go ask our person. Every person that saw the altar, come back, share with you. You want to listen to me. This time around, mark yourself, you're not an adjacent man. Mark yourself now that you're not an adjacent man. Go down to Alpha and look them. You may go down to Alpha and look them. You may go down to Alpha, let them give you space here. From this time around, you are in a trap. You are in a very big trap, which you have hung. With the down hiding of the fire that you consume. Do you think that we are fed of death? Do you think that we are people that we speak and we go and laugh and say, hey, we are running our life? Those who throw out their lives, we get it back. We are fighting a righteous war. We are fighting to rescue our people from the life. We are fighting to stand back to the land of our father. We are fighting to stand in the land that people will rejoice together. We are fighting in the land that people will say, this is my life. This is my country. So you cannot step up. If our second not step up, then they die you to step up. It's impossible. If our staff truly cannot stop us, they tell you to stop us. That is impossible. You cannot kill everyone one day. You can never kill everyone one day. And one day, they are going to kill you now. You die.
You see?
And your children, whether they are in my blood, whatever anything they are, they must die. Because they must die. Listen, I should announce this person. People in my home, they have you. People in this world, they have you. And they are not what I see. They don't see any day that IPOA member fired by an army or a woman. They will see fire by your hand. My teacher, I am stopping so far.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. We are marching on. We are unstoppable. We want them to understand. Thank you very much, Ifeanyi Ojukwu, who is incidentally one of us, of course. We are simply unstoppable. Obiano must know that. We have defeated the zoo. Talk less of a political lightweight and an Awosa contractor. You are nobody who will crush you. Ask about Awosa and he will tell you, we will crush you. You will see. You will see. You will see. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, Director. My name is Chukwuebuka Mbani Fonora from Umunachi in Omambara, calling from Dubai.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. The breaking news this afternoon is actually very distressing, and honestly, it's not something we need to keep our hands crossed and wait for. Director, our advice that we start taking a very, very serious example with these people. Because the more we keep quiet, the more we are talking about this, the more these useless governors are standing up to try to kill our people. It is high time, Director, that we begin to release information of their families and their children and their properties everywhere. I am sure here in Dubai, they have children, they have properties here in Dubai. It would be good that we begin to get information about this. So that we begin to set an example with these two idiots in Imo State and Anambra. So that the other ones will be able to know what we are up to and what we can do. Because we are giving them time and we are informing the world. To them, they think we can do nothing. Director, give us information. Let us have information of what belongs to them or family members related to them. Anywhere we are, and then we start with them. Anywhere we see them abroad, we are not going to just hand them to the authorities. We will do them serious harm. We will do them a very, very serious harm that they will forever remember. Forever, they will remember that. If they live to tell the story, they will remember it. Director, it's a very, 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 very painful thing that a stupid man, a very useless man that we campaigned for, will give such an order to kill his own people in his own state. It is very, very distressing. In fact, it is something one cannot even imagine. No Hausa Fulani governor have ever done this in their own state. No Hausa man has ever given such order to kill his own people in his own state. It is only us that this kind of thing is happening to. And it's because we've been quiet about this. Director, let information be given to us of whatever belongs to them. And then we take it up from there. So that from where they are in their state, they will begin to hear what happens to their properties and their children and their family members abroad. And then they will be able to learn from that.
I agree with you.
That's what happens, Director.
Thank you very much. And I agree with you completely and totally. This is Radio Biafra, a very special broadcast. We are live coming to you from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. And the rest of humanity is listening. We are live, please. This is not a replay. This is not a rebroadcast. We are live bringing you the very, very, very distressing news this very evening from here that Willie Obiano convened a meeting of all the security people by the securities for them. These are the killers of women and children to come together to kill our people. They have mapped it out to go and start slaughtering us, and the information was leaked to us. In fact, also, even in Imo State, they have a police corporal in detention. Things are happening in Biafra land that the world do not know, but we're bringing it to your attention. Biafra land is boiling right now as we speak. Things are happening. They are planning to do away with our people. They are planning mass executions and exterminations to happen this time around with the knowledge and the acquiescence of even the Anambra governor himself. Regrettably, we voted for the bastard. Very sad indeed. The caller on WhatsApp, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
The line today is not very clear on that very channel. Please try and call us on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
And good evening from Malaysia. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Nsikwe Zika Umigo. I'm from Anambra State. I'm from Awo Nsikwe Olise in Ekwutu Local Government, Anambra State. Thank God that I meet my brother today.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I thank God that you are here with me this afternoon, and I thank God that you are speaking with me. And thank God because of what you are doing to the African people in the land of Malaysia. In any state, in any year, I'm very, very happy to see. I'm starting listening to this Jackland radio. I'm very, very happy about it. Even my neighbors and the rank, I think that CSK and everybody is listening to me and listening to me too. And I have so many positions here. And that there's no problem. I'm very, very happy that you are doing better work, that you can help us in any aspect. So, thank God that you are here. But I'm pleading for the people who don't want to join for now. That time is coming. The time when they ask how far. You are not giving them the year that you are not giving them the year they're supposed to be.
Thank you very much.
And for the people that in the land of Malaysia, because I have someone here. But the guy, my brother, my senior brother that's in the Malaysia right now, have nothing doing as of now in land of Malaysia, but I prayed to God. And I believe that is not in the IPAB or that year. But I prayed to God before this meeting ending or something like that, he will follow to join. And I'm praying for the members of the Afghans in the Malaysia, in the any place, whether they join. Thank God for and speak to my brother today.
Thank you very much. And I'm also humbled to be talking to you. Thank you very much. And I hope that your brother here in Malaysia will be able to hearken to your voice and come and join this very glorious family here as strong as ever. Malaysia, my goodness me. As strong as ever. I tell you. But unfortunately, Willie Obiano is not strong. He's serving Awosa Fulani. Unfortunately, Rocha Saboga Awosa, Onya Awosa Kobo. He's from Plateau State. Awosa man pregnanted his mother. And is the governor of Imo State. Things are happening in that very holy land. As I always said, after every atonement, things will become apparent. This very year, it is Willie Obiano, the so-called governors in Biafra land. These are the people working for Awosa Fulani. Working for Awosa Fulani. Very, very terrible indeed, I tell you. Extremely horrible. But we must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. The time here now is 1 minute past 7 in the evening, exactly a minute past 12 noon in Biafra land. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me? What is your name and where are you calling from?
Direct for good morning to you.
And good evening from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
Director for the interest of we, the ghost IPOB member, please, for the interest of security, I want to appreciate you for the very first time. And I believe that you put Gabiama is by your side wherever you are.
He said, of course,
no matter what. No matter what the tempo is, because I can see that we are raising the tempo from level to level and not now in hours but in every minute. So whatever happens, he who has God by his side, I tell you the truth, victory must be sure.
He said,
and that he who has God by his side, victory is sure.
He said,
and now that we have gone back to Chukwuka Guardian. I want to tell you, Director, it is like a child's play to people who don't know the truth. But heaven recognizes every step that IPOB is taking. Director, I want to assure you, since I started listening to you, number one thing is I realize that only somebody who prays very well can get you on the line. Because I have been trying and being privileged this morning. I want to tell you, I wouldn't lie for you. I am not yet a registered member of IPOB for some reasons. But I want you to know, a lot of things are happening. A lot of things are happening. But before I could ever try to let you later, bring certain things to your information, I would hear you speaking prophetically, and I said, this is an agenda from heaven. I want to tell you what is going on now. There is a serious discussion in their midst, in the midst of our enemies. They do not know who is who. Because the way the message, their plans will be heard in the air, they do accuse themselves who is the betrayer amongst us. You see, even what happened this morning, I tell you the truth, there is confusion in their midst. Phone call is going on there and there. They want to know who is, who has released, who is the enemy in our midst. And one thing I observe is that when God wants to eliminate the man, you first of all promote the man and harden his heart. And nothing you do no advice you give to the to that person that the person will take until the person runs to his doom. You see all these people that are against IPOB, they are from people, whether the Alpha Alamajiri, fathered by Alpha Alamajiri, all of them, I tell you the truth, they are heading to their doom. And God has actually hardened their heart. I realize that whatever that is happening now, it is for the good and for the actualization of Biafra. Director, you are a courageous man, and I've observed that the way you handle opposition, the way you conduct yourself, the way you comport yourself, I find out that though a moment will come that you will be annoyed. And I believe that your annoyance will not drag you into taking any step at the wrong time. God will direct you. That whatever step you wish to take will be at the very right time. I heard the news this morning, and I know that I believe that there are good members of IPAB for security reasons. They wouldn't want to say, even some of them, they listen to the, if you see where I'm calling you from, you are the guy, like, here I am, you'll be surprised. I want you to know that you are on the line, and the God is with you, and will never be with you. In the mighty name of Chukwuebuka Abiama.
He said, watching again, he said, we understand, and we know that those of you risking your lives and giving us this information from within the heart of government, we commend each and every one of you. You must continue to remain anonymous, continue to pass the information to us. It is saving lives. You must understand that what you are doing is saving the lives of your fellow Biafrans. And you must continue. We have something in store for them. They think that sometimes it is, Biafrans who are giving us the information. No, some of them are Awosa. Somebody called from Nasarawa State yesterday, a high-ranking police officer. Do you know that? Saying they want to become part of Biafra, if we can take Nasarawa State. Do you understand that? We are getting our in. There is no plan you make against Biafra. No decision you take will not tell you who took it and when. There is no plan against us which we will not know in advance. We are telling Willie Obiano, inside your government house, any plan you make, when you brought the arms in, we told you. Today, as you're holding the meeting, we are aware you're holding it. We waited for you to open your mouth to condemn yourself, to say you want your own people killed. The same thing that Peter Obi did. Oh, my goodness me. My goodness me. Terrible. I don't know what is. I can't understand what is wrong with Hawker and Anambra men in power. Something is wrong with them. In their brain, I'm telling you, demented. I'm telling you the truth. Demented. Here we speak the truth. If you have anything counter, you bring it up. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They cannot hear me, unfortunately. We are moving ahead. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct. The whole world is listening and paying attention because it is the right thing to do. It is the right thing to do. The whole world must listen. They must pay attention because we are truthful, because we serve Chukwuebuka Abiama Binigwe, because we are descended from him, because we have atoned for our sins. I just prayed. Who are we? Are we worthy? It's just atonement, a time of prayer. A time of prayer, fasting, and sober reflection. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They are incapable of hearing me. We are live and direct. We are bringing you our special announcement this very evening from here in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia regarding the effort being made by Willie Obiano to exterminate Biafrans, to kill all of us. This is happening now in Anambra. Very, very sad indeed. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Let us go to the phone line again, to the coordinator's line, to see who is there. Sometimes these smartphones, I don't know what is wrong with them, to slide them and to take a call becomes a massive problem. I don't know what is happening. To take a call becomes a very massive problem. Let's keep trying to see if we can take it. No, we can't. There's a call coming in from Thailand. Unfortunately, we cannot take it. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, sir.
Yes, please. What is your name and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Iguacha.
And what is your name?
My name is Electricity MLM.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to commend you for the good work you are doing for us.
Thank you.
Director, the day you achieve this media is the day we have better. Director, what is going on in Anambra State? Hope they are not told that the IPOB is ordinary people. But it is not that God is working with us.
He doesn't know.
We know that what he's trying to do is more than him. And I want to tell all your IPOB to be resilient and determined. And all IPOB should be truthful and not to be betrayed. Director, go on. God is with you.
Thank you very much. We praise Chukwu Abiama. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We now have somebody on that very line. And can you hear me? The caller on that line, can you hear me? On the coordinator's line, that is.
Hello, Director.
Yes. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, good evening, sir.
And good evening to you.
This is by accident calling from Thailand, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, my heart is full of... I'm very, very upset on what is going on in Biafran land. And it's like it's a course that every governor in Anambra State will be meant to go against us. Obiano is this idiot, this bastard, this person that does not even have human sympathy. They are pursuing you in Anambra, they are pursuing you in the north, and you want to praise your master blood. But the most important thing, you're going to fail, and you must fall down. You have never even find a time to discuss with your people. You have never even find a time to do something that is right to Anambra people. The only thing you have to do is to place a course on not telling them to go and kill us. Are we violent? Have you killed anybody? Have you seen any FUB member that is violent? Well, we are going to be violent so that you understand. Because this is the same way Boko Haram, they are saying that they started normally. I can remember when they were giving Yusuf, they were giving him television interview then. Now they are violent, they are trying to negotiate with them. But Director, I will suggest that you should do, please. Give an order, let not be fishing any person from that Ogyanot family, because they cannot kill us and get free. What triggered them to be doing all those things? Because they killed us on 30th of August and we kept quiet. And we are planning on what to do to them. They see us, I think they are seeing us as cowards. That's what I'm thinking, they are seeing us as cowards. Any person from his family, once you pick any IPOB member, we must fight them down. From that Agulu, whatever, because he's the person that posts all this, vigilante you're seeing. They are the people. He gives them gun, even somebody who did not even know how to put the trigger. Somebody who did not even attend even primary school, we give him gun. We give him AK-47. We give him whatever he likes. Not that important to be shooting people. We are tired of all this nonsense. If they kill any IPOB, if possible, let us start to attack their embassy over here. We are ready to go to prison because I am the other one who have a condo. The education will pursue us. When we go to our own land, Biafran, what cannot will pursue us? We are dead now. We don't have anywhere to put our head again. I'm very, very upset. Thank you, Director. Welcome to Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Nobody is happy. This was exactly what I preached yesterday. You'll be chased away from your land. Wherever you go to, they will also chase you. They will also chase you.
The commissioner of police in Enugu, this is coming in now because it's happening everywhere. What these police people don't know is that we have informants within them. We get information. This is happening. In fact, it is beginning to emerge. It's a coordinated attack, actually, because the commissioner of police in Enugu have also this very moment issued an order that all IPOB meetings should henceforth be disbanded. He will frustrate any DPO that allows Biafra meetings to hold in their jurisdiction will be dismissed from the police. Biafra land is boiling, is on fire, we told them. You cannot contain us when the time comes, and they are beginning to find out. All of them, everywhere is boiling in Biafra. This is coming from Enugu right now. No more IPOB meetings. If you hold it, the DPO of that very area will be dismissed from the police force. Everywhere is boiling in Biafra land, and we are marching on. I said we are relentless. No amount of killing, torture, mass executions, no amount of imprisonment can stop us. Nothing can stop Biafra from coming. That's something they must know. I say nothing. They are in for one rude awakening. Everybody, all of you, police commissioner, you are involved in killing people's family members. You are also going to die. You will also die. I assure you. Anything I say happens. If you ask police, they will tell you. Anything we tell you happens. If you kill us, we'll also kill you. You killed us, how many at our nature? And how many have you lost up until now? You know. I'm not going to tell you. But we continue. The more you kill us, the more we kill you. It's a very simple arithmetic. We will always kill more of you than you will kill us. That is something you need to know. I said, after our nature 30th, go and look at the scorecard. Who is winning? You will know. I'm not here to announce it on air, but those that know, they know, don't you? You must know that by now. We continue. Willie Obiano, you will get it. You will get it, I tell you. You will get it. You must know that. Every police, every Biafran who is in the police force, in the army, in the navy, who is sympathetic to Biafra, continue to do your work that you're doing. If they sack you, we will sustain you. We will pay you exactly the same salary you have in the navy, in the army, in the police. Do you know that our people that you put in jail in Asaba, we are feeding their families more than they were feeding before? You don't know how prepared we. People underestimate how prepared we are. I said there is no family member of IPOB that will suffer. Once your husband, your wife, anybody is imprisoned or shot dead, we will take care of the entire family. That is who we are. I don't say what I will not do. Anything you hear me utter on this hallowed platform, I will do it. Anything I say comes to pass. I say, police, look at, how many did you kill at Onitsha? How many of you have you buried? Who is winning? I'm asking the zoo police. You killed us at Onitsha. How many do you kill? How many of you are dead today? How many of you are dead? Ndara, you are playing with us. You are I'm announcing it on air. Obiano, you will suffer. You will suffer. I'm telling you. And there will be no forgiveness. All this nonsensical, let's move forward, get together. Go and tell Obiano all those weapons he got from Awosaful and he brought in Alamajiri into Anambra to kill us. The same thing Peter Obi did. He must take those things back to them. Peter Obi is a killer. I was telling people they wouldn't understand. Peter Obi is a mass murderer. Because Peter Obi succeeded, Obiano wants to try his own. You are finished. Do I look like myself to you? This is IPOB. Do you know we're in Malaysia? Know how many of us who are here? Do you know how many of us are here? No, you don't know. You have no idea. I feel sorry for you people. I feel sorry for you. Go and tell, Willie Obiano, go and tell your children what you're doing. Go and tell your children that they may die anytime soon because of what you did. Go and tell your children they are going to die because you're busy killing other people's children. Will you be honest? Your own children will also die. I assure you. America will come on air and say, count your own. Let us count our own. Who is winning? As I'm today saying to the police. After 30th of August, police, count your own. How many did you kill of our own? How many of you are dead? That tells you how serious we are. Very, very serious. One, slowly, gradually, the world is beginning to understand who you are. You people are murderous criminals in uniform. You are killers in uniform. You don't maintain law and order. You don't arrest criminals. In fact, you provide escort for criminals to go to airport and carry money away. Useless people. You claim you are doing police. When it comes to Biafra, everybody is somehow very strong. we are making it clear so that the world will know. Very clear that the world may know. All of you who are there coming and looking for somebody's children to kill, you will also bury your own. If you don't know Willie Obiano, know him now. He is the governor of Anambra State and is a killer, like Peter Obi before him. Peter Obi Nekuku Kawani. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? I have a caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Their line couldn't hold. We are coming to the end of this very special broadcast, of course. We are going to broadcast also come 7 p.m. Biafra time, 2 a.m. here in Malaysia. We are going to broadcast. This is Radio Biafra. That brings to an end our special program this very morning, reminding the whole world that Willie Obiano, I want our admin to work. Most of them are a bit lazy, so I can't start. I will ban them, all of them. I'll shut that particular group down. I need people that work. I work very hard. I need people that work. If you can't work hard, you get away from here. We're not here to play. I don't believe in sentiment or looking at faces. If you don't know how to work very hard, you get out. I work very, very hard. I hardly sleep. If you cannot work very hard, you get away from here. We're not joking. We have come to the Biafra may come. That's why we are here. Everybody in admin must work very, very. I want every known organization on earth to be aware of who Willie Obiano is and what he has done today. The whole world must know what we did to Buhari, we will do to Willie Obiano. And as we are doing Obiano, remember Buhari is on his way to New York. We are going to destroy him in America. You must know that very well. We have work to do. I don't want lazy people around me. I am not a lazy person. I can't stand lazy people. I hate lazy activism. Every time suggestions and way forward, you're not doing anything about it. I need people who are authentic. People that knows how to work very hard to get something done. I believe in results. I don't believe in I tried. I want results. After Willie Obiano, there is Buhari in America. We need to face him and destroy him completely, or what is left of that idiot. Very, very important we do so. We need to fight on multiple fronts. We are training ourselves for what is to come. You must work very, very hard. I don't want lazy people around me. Everybody must work very, very hard. If you cannot work hard, you cannot be regarded as a principal officer of state. You must understand that very well. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of it. We thank Chukwu Abiama as always. We praise him, we honor him, and we adore him. We are nothing without you. We know that Biafra is just round the corner. That is why all these things are happening. Simultaneous clamp down everywhere, but they cannot prevail. We want to let them understand how formidable we are by your own grace and not of ours, because we are nothing. Everything we do by your might, we do by your power. Therefore, to those of them who do not know, we remind them that Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Okike Abiama Binigwe, whom we worship, is our creator. Our atonement continues and is going to guide you all through it, sustain and keep, bless your families. But more importantly, Biafra has almost come because our atonement worked. I have seen all the signs. I have seen all the wonders. I have seen all the miracles. And Biafra is the last miracle. From me, from here, this very moment, good evening.